So, in summary, biodiversity is the variety and number of living organisms on Earth. These living organisms can be divided into groups known as species. Species are defined as a group whose members breed with each other under natural conditions. However, some organisms do not undergo sexual reproduction, so they don't need breeding partners. And these organisms undergo what is known as asexual reproduction. So, since we can't categorize these organisms based on their reproductive habits, they're grouped based on their physical characteristics or their morphology. Within a given species, there is variation. So, two members of the same species are not necessarily identical in their morphology. There may be slight differences. Such as with human in their skin color or hair color or height or weight. However, even though they have these small differences, they're still members of the same species. Biodiversity can be considered on a global scale, such as the entire biodiversity of planet Earth, but can also be considered on a smaller scale in terms of the biodiversity of individual ecosystems. And the biodiversity of ecosystems depends on three qualities: genetic diversity, which is the amount of genetic variation within an ecosystem; species diversity, which is the number of different species, as well as the number of individuals of a given species; and ecosystem or structural diversity, which is the range of physical shapes and sizes within an ecosystem. Species do not live in isolation, and they interact and depend on other species for their survival. And this is the reason that biodiversity is so important for maintaining life on Earth, due to this interaction and dependence of all species on other species to survive. So, as I said on the last slide, biodiversity we know is decreasing on Earth due to both natural factors and human factors. But it is extremely important that we maintain biodiversity and reverse these trends to maintain life on Earth into the future. So I hope you've enjoyed this presentation. I encourage you to go back over and review some of the slides of some of the concepts you need some extra time with. And we'll learn more about why biodiversity is so important and how we can classify different species and different groups in the biodiversity of our planet as we go forward.